big week here at the NovaCare Complex. All of the, well, one of the big-time national broadcasters is here, and that's the only one that we care about. Our good buddy Sal Palantonio from ESPN here. Always love seeing you, Sal, because you give us such great perspective on the track of this Eagles season, which is going up.
All right, so let's pull back the lens and really look at the big picture. When you look at this football team, within the confines of the 12 teams that would now qualify for the playoffs, this is the only team with a rookie head coach. This is the only team that's had any kind of instability at the quarterback position. Among the 12 teams that would qualify right now, they're the only team that has started more than one quarterback. So that, to me, David, is a great testament to this coaching staff and to this organization. Very few teams survive changing quarterbacks midstream and then go on to qualify for the playoffs. Now, the Eagles are not in yet, but they're in a position to do that where many other teams have fallen by the wayside that have had problems at quarterback.
What is Chip? Give me three things that have really impressed you about what Chip has done here.
Authenticity. I think that's number one. And that you can feel it at the press conferences and in talking to him. And I'm sure the same personality is on display to his players and his coaching staff. Sincerity and authenticity. Two, adaptability. And that was really apparent in the game against the Detroit Lions in the snow. Two specific things. One, he changed formations on offense and decided to really take advantage of the double teams in the interior on the offensive line with his formation change. Really allowed Jason Kelce to dictate in the middle of the line of scrimmage so that they could run that zone read in the middle. And the second thing was Billy Davis brilliantly saying, hey, D-line, get your cleats on the ground, hold your ground, let the linebackers play, don't fire off the ball, we don't have footing. And you saw the Lions try to fire off the ball, and their aggressiveness and explosion was used against them in that football game. So I would say sincerity and adaptability. And I think the third thing is he's smart.
Yeah. Really hard, a darn good coaching staff. Nice mix of those with NFL experience and college coaches, and they've really reached the players. So you see it all around the league where players and coaches not on the same page. In a first year here, it's been remarkable how they've all come together.
Yeah, and it's not only Chip. I mean, let's go your quarterbacks coach, Bill Lazor. I mean, phenomenal young coach, maybe a future head coach in the NFL, not too distant future. Bill Davis. If the Eagles make the playoffs and this defense continues to improve the way they're improving, he's going to be on a lot of lists of people who want to look at a head coach next season.
Yeah.
So as an arrow, I mean, terrific coach coming right out of college. He's done a great job with the D-line. So you go up and down. The guys that he's brought here, they've done a really good job. Going back to Bill Davis, you look at this Eagles defense. For weeks 1 through 4, they were 31st in the league in points allowed.
Right.
They're now 13th in the league in points allowed.
Right.
Everybody knows the number. 9 straight weeks of 21 points or less they've given up. And they've gone 8 straight games without giving up any points on the first possession.
Yeah. So they're not falling into holes.
That means they're well prepared, right, going in. That's a team that's prepared going in onto the football game on Sunday morning.
Sal, the Eagles, in the past, we have seen this team, this franchise, maybe not handle prosperity at times as well as it could have. This is a week where first place, Cowboys get blown out Monday night, Minnesota Vikings with or without Adrian Peterson, young team here, everybody talking about great things about this football team. I think it's a wonderful chance to see the focus, the mental strength, the toughness, and the urgency in a prosperous time.
There's no question. What's the one thing you hear from coaches all around the National Football League, David, week in and week out? How do we recalibrate the emotions? How do we get the team to turn the next page to the next week? It's very difficult to do, especially because Sunday was a special day. Sunday was an historic day. There's still a buzz. These guys are human. They can listen to the radio. They can turn on the TV. They read the news. They talk to their neighbors and their friends. And all anybody's talking about is the game of the century at Lincoln Financial Field. So how do they recalibrate for the Minnesota Vikings, a team that is probably going to be without their best player? They're playing in a dome. Everybody's going to say, all right, well, it's a letdown game, blah, 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 blah. How do they do that? I don't know. This will be one of the toughest coaching challenges, I think, for this team.
Sal, your thoughts on Nick Foles' big picture with a second-year quarterback?
I was asked by a guy I respect. What is the one thing that Nick Foles does above the mean better than just about any other quarterback in the league or young quarterback in the league? I really thought about that for a second, David. I'm like, well, you know, there's nothing he does really spectacularly, or he does a lot of things very, very good. Some things excellent and some things good enough to win the ball game. But I would say above the mean, his composure.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been great.
His makeup.
Yeah.
Right. This is a guy who you trust, who's coachable to the next thing.
Yeah, Sal, well, it's been a remarkable ride so far. Let's see how the Eagles finish things
five
out.
Five in a row.
Starting in Minnesota on Sunday.
That?
Sal, thanks so much. Sal Palantonio in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.